This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane. There are some animals we might not want to welcome into our homes, animals that have a bad reputation as dirty and disease-ridden, like, let's say, the regular old city pigeon. But don't be so quick to judge, says KALW's Martina Castro. Martina's had a quiet obsession with pigeons since she first arrived in San Francisco. Recently, she decided it was time to figure out the story behind this maligned bird. She says what she found out is sure to make you gain respect for it, and yes, even admiration.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Pigeons, pecking pigeons, bathing pigeons, flying pigeons, walking, foraging, and scavenging the pigeons, doing everything. Pigeons cooing.
Okay, so I'm a little obsessed with pigeons. I'm not sure when it started exactly, but at some point, I realized I couldn't keep my eyes off of them. I take photos of them whenever I get the chance, making patterns in the sky as they play in the wind, huddling on telephone lines, or bathing in the dirty water that pools on the side of the road. I think it's fascinating to see how they survive alongside us in all of our filthy urban glory. The thing is, I don't know that much about pigeons.
And aren't they, like, they're not even real birds, right?
So I asked around the newsroom to see what others know about them.
Pigeons, they're very smart.
I know that they are the rats of the sky.
They are the rats of the sky.
They are rats with wings.
Well, everyone calls them winged rats. Rats, pretty amazing also.
I don't know anything about them, but I've heard, you know, you hear that they're disease carriers.
I think people think they spread disease.
You can eat them. They're called squab when you eat them.
And the thing is that I really like birds. When I see urban birds, it really is calming, like a finch or like a basically anything that isn't a pigeon.
You know how when a car leaves a puddle of oil and it rains, it gets those beautiful sort of colors, like a rainbow of colors? It's the same thing with pigeons. It's this kind of dirty, ugly city thing, but it has this weird spot of beauty. So I know that there's that and the poop.
Yeah, so I wanted to get beyond what people think and find someone who really knows about pigeons. And I found this person.
My name is Elizabeth Young, and I'm the founding director for Mikaku Pigeon and Dove Rescue.
I met her at San Francisco's Dolores Park.
Humans have done terrible injustices to pigeons and have very strong opinions that are, for the most part, inaccurate.
Young started the rescue back in 2007. At the time, she was volunteering with San Francisco's City Animal Shelter, and she saw that pigeons were dropped off but never adopted, meaning they were often euthanized. So she set out to find people to take the birds in. Young brought one of these rescues as a surprise guest to our meeting.
This is Mr. Margaret. Hello. Maybe get some of his little gruntings.
Mr. Margaret looks like an elegant, portly version of a white dove. But technically, he is
a king pigeon, bred for meat and sold as squab.
You can eat them. They're called squab.
Mr. Margaret somehow escaped the butcher and was found wandering around Golden Gate Park. Over the years, Young developed a network of volunteers to help her find foster homes for the birds she rescues, or to get them permanently adopted. And I should point out, the adoptable pigeons are ones like Mr. Margaret, totally domesticated. The ones we see out in the streets, those are called feral pigeons.
There are 300 wild species of pigeons and doves all over the world. The feral pigeons are descendants from rock pigeons that were brought over in the 1600s. From Europe and the Middle East and North Africa, where they're native.
Over time, some of these got away or were released, resulting in the breed that we now know as our city pigeon. And city pigeons are pretty much the same, no matter what city you're in, Chicago, New York, San Francisco. But the key point Young wants to make is this.
They're all here because of us.
Our fault. And in her mind, our responsibility. So that's why Young is pretty frustrated by all the negative myths out there about them.
This is kind of dirty, ugly city thing.
Pigeons love to be clean. Pigeons are crazy about bathing. They're very meticulous about their hygiene. So if you ever see a dirty pigeon, it's because they're living in a dirty environment.
I think people think they spread disease.
As far as disease risk, that is a big myth. Pigeons have amazing immune systems. They're actually really resistant to avian flu. They're also resistant to West Nile virus. So we are much more of a danger to their health than they are to ours.
But some myths are true, like this one.
Pigeons, they're very smart.
Pigeons have been rated up in the top for animal intelligence. They self-recognize in mirrors, which is something that children can't do until they're a certain age. They recognize human faces and remember them. They can abstract those human faces from a photo to an actual person, which is it's a concept that most animals can't process.
And then Young says something I've never heard before.
They're completely loyal. They mate for life, and they are totally devoted to their mate and their young. In fact, if you want to brag on family values, I mean, pigeons have unbelievable family values. And
so when you say mate for life, as in they choose one mate?
They do, and they're very deliberate, and they choose a mate, and they stick together through thick and thin. I've worked now directly with almost 600 pigeons and doves, and in these past 6 years, I've seen, I think, 2 divorces.
They're monogamous, too? As you can imagine, the more I hear about the pigeon, the more I fall in love with this humble little bird.
Okay, so you put it
there, you
like
go.
That.
Yeah. You go, so you can just get them settled.
Okay.
Kind of sort of reassure him a little bit.
At some point, Young hands over Mr. Margaret. She tells me to cradle him in one arm and hold him tight up against my chest. Pigeons like the security. He coos and eventually settles in.
I think it's really important. I think if our world was nice to a creature as common and humble as a pigeon, that it would be nice. It would like trickle up compassion. All they want to do is live.
In that way, the city pigeon isn't so different from the city person. Maybe if we take the time to appreciate them, to recognize their struggle and their beauty, we'll find something more in ourselves. For Cross Currents, I'm Martina Castro.
You can find a link to the Mikaku Pigeon and Dove Rescue on our website, kalw.org. And if you're still unconvinced about the pigeon's power, well, just listen to this clip from a 2008 episode of Bob Dylan's satellite radio show, Theme Time Radio Hour, with a special appearance from Tom Waits.
I found some interesting facts about one of our fine feathered friends here, the passenger pigeon. The naturalist John James Audubon reported one flock is taking 3 days to pass and blocking out the sun during that period so that it would darken the noonday light as if obscured by an eclipse. And when they landed, they took up an area 40 miles long by 3 miles wide.